Have you heard of sextortion scams? They really can come in different variants, honestly. Nationally, there's a new type of sextortion emails going out targeting spouses saying their husband or wife is cheating on them with links to alleged proof. But in Stamford specifically, in recent days, the police there say they're hearing about a scam involving fraudsters sending emails to victims claiming they have hacked into their computers, using their webcam to record them, watching pornography in order to blackmail them into sending Bitcoin payments. And again, sextortion's been around for quite some time. In fact, let's dive back a little bit into what exactly is a sextortion scam. How long has it been around, and why is it yet again on the rise here and across the country? For that, we have our crime prevention expert, Jim Perez, who is here. So let's start with that, Jim. What is sextortion?
Well, it's the act of threatening to share either a nude or explicit image of a victim, unless they comply with the predator's demands. So it's kind of like, it's almost like the grandma scam, but on steroids, right? So you have this individual who will call you, or send you an email rather, and tell you that, you know, they have pictures of you. And generally what they do to convince you, because, you know, they try to use scarcity, one of the tactics used by these predators, is they'll tell you that they have a picture of your house, and they'll show it to you. It's actually a Google Map picture. And then they'll go on to send you a message that sounds urgent, and that they're going, that if you don't pay, you know, whatever amount of money, $2,000 or more or whatever, or scan a QR code, that they're going to release all these photos to all your contacts. Now, it's very convincing in a way, especially if you're surprised by it, but I have an example here. You know, I don't know if we have time to, you know, for me to say it. But
of course we do. Of course, we love the examples. And I've heard that Google Maps, I was actually sharing with my listeners, which if you want to, you know, share that information, that'd be great as well. I was sharing that you should blur out your property on Google Maps, because that has been the culprit of a lot of these scams. But yeah, if you have an example, though, Jim, of course, we'd love to hear it.
So what they generally do is they'll say hello in the email. They'll use your full name, and the message will read something like, is it okay if I visit your address, and it'll have a picture of your house, or is there a more convenient way for me to contact you to take action? And then they'll say something like, you know, by the way, nice house, and they'll have your address. And then they go on by saying, I suggest you read the message carefully. Take a moment to chill, breathe, analyze it thoroughly, because we're about to discuss a deal between you and me, and I'm not playing games. You do not know anything about me. However, I know a lot about you, and right now you are thinking how, correct? Well, you've been a bit careless lately, scrolling through those filthy videos and venturing into the dark concerns of cyberspace, and I put a spyware on you called Pegasus, which is an actually spyware thing or malware that can be put on your computer. And they go on and on and on. After that, they go on saying what they want, and that for a certain fee, they won't release the photos. Now, listen, they're claiming that they're recording you. So basically, they're going to say that they took control of your computer, and while your computer was on, they were watching you, and at some point, they caught either naked photos of you or whatever. So a few things.
That was really creepy, Jim, by the way. I didn't love that. You were a little too good at that. Was really scary. You sounded like you were out of a horror film right there. That email is terrifying. I understand what we're talking about today. I knew what we were going to talk about today. And just hearing you say that message to me, I felt panic. And I'm not even a victim of this right now.
And I cut it short just because of, you know, time.
Right.
But really, it goes on. But it's pretty
so
convincing.
Creepy.
I'm not going to say it's convincing. Let's say it was jarring. It's jarring.
It's super jarring. And it is kind of convincing, though, Jim, especially with the photos of the house. That, to me, is creepy. The house photo aspect, especially when they zoom in and they show, like, especially for families out there if they've got kids, but, like, the windows of your home, like a zoomed-in picture. It really does look convincing when I've seen some of these recent reports. It is kind of convincing. It's very creepy.
Let me tell you something. If you think that's bad, wait until we talk about the topic of where AI is at now, because it's been updated and it's horrible. It's horrible. But that's for another time. Anyway, so some of the things that you can do is, obviously, you know, don't share any of your information. Well, first of all, under social media, you have to understand that if you take a picture in your backyard, front yard, side yard, I don't even care where, it's out in public, which means that any of these criminals can utilize those pictures as part of the threatening process.
And that includes stories, by the way, because it was interesting, Jim. I was having this conversation with a mom the other day, a mom whose son and daughter are in my son's school in their class. And I was saying, oh, I saw, you know, this. And she had said, oh, I didn't see anything about that, but I had screenshotted it on somebody's story and I sent it over. And it was a political story that I had seen. And she was very upset about it and ended up reporting on it. But she said, well, if you hadn't shown me that screenshot, I didn't even realize that this had been going on behind closed doors. And, you know, that's a whole other story. But that is also included. I will say people don't think about, hey, well, it goes away in 24 hours. It doesn't count. Or, hey, it's on Snapchat. It goes away in 10 seconds. It doesn't, you know, it's not a big deal. But it's out there. As soon as you post publicize or, you know, whatever, it's out there. It doesn't have to be a post that lives forever on the Internet.
Yeah, and it's something that people need to be aware of. So be careful what you post because it can be used against you. The other thing is any threat that you receive by email, do not click on any of the links because then they will put malware in your computer. So listen, I don't care. I've said this before 1,000 times and I'll say it again. Anyone who receives an email that is not initiated by that person, by you, okay, then don't click, even if it looks absolutely legitimate. And when we get into the whole AI world, it's going to be mind-blowing with respect to how real these websites actually look.
Do you mind, Jim, if we talk about that? I know we were going to go a different direction, but when we come back from the break, do you mind talking about AI with this? Because I do think it's super prevalent. I agree with you.
Yeah, but it's pretty deep. I mean, it's you know, I mean, I could talk about it, but it's...
Can we scratch the surface a little bit? Can we scratch the surface a little bit with it?
I mean, well, I'll tell you, AI right now has the ability to. I mentioned earlier about the grandma scam. I'll just bring this up real fast. So the grandma scam involves someone calling your home, pretending to be your granddaughter or your grandson, and generally they catch people off, you know,
off guard,
and they actually trick them into turning over thousands of dollars under the guise that they've been arrested or that they're in an accident or whatever in a different country. Well, now it's so bad with AI that if your child is recorded in a video anywhere and you hear their voice, you need like 5 seconds of voice, and it can turn into an entire monologue where now the actual grandchild is calling you saying that they're in trouble.
Yeah, you're right, Jim. This is definitely going to be, we need to do a deeper dive into AI, certainly. But I think for today, as we talk about sextortion scams, which can take many forms, but basically it is catching people off guard. I think the big thing here, Jim, like you said, it's being careful, certainly what you post. It's not just clicking on links, it's reporting it. But I think you said something in the very beginning of this, which is that you don't expect to see this. And I actually had a listener last week say that they were blackmailed for being on same kind of thing, pornography sites. And this was somebody living in the Stamford area, which is exactly where police are reporting this. And the first thing I said was, you know, no judgment here, but you don't seem like the kind of person doing that. And she said, no, I'm certainly not, Melissa. And she said, and so I didn't know how to respond. And I said, all right, so there's the first thing. Taking a quick second to go, wait a second, you caught me doing what? Because, like, I'm not doing that. So I think it's taking a breath, taking a step back. And you and I have talked about this when you're approached at the door and it's in the middle of dinner time and it's someone saying, hey, do you want me to cut down some trees? It's like it's that element of surprise. You don't see it coming. So would that be, even before you do anything else, just taking that step back and really analyzing the truth, if you will, behind this email?
Well, the other thing is, and it doesn't have to be a pornographic site, okay? It can be a compromising image of yourself or anyone else or a picture that you meant to share with your spouse or whatever.
But the
bottom line is never do any of those because it can be exploited. And then the last thing is, of course, you know, either turn off or cover the camera part of your laptop and or iPad and or computer, so that you'll know for a fact that if someone says we got it off of your computer and I'm watching you live now, you know, that's obviously garbage. You know what I mean?
So you're still saying to do that, because I remember, Jim, you and I having that conversation during the pandemic. So you still want people covering their cameras if it's not a Zoom call or something like that, covering it?
Listen, every camera should be at default covered and should only be opened when you actually need it.
Okay.
If everyone gets into that habit, then you're never gonna you know, have an issue. The other thing is, if there is a problem, some people are like, oh, why call the FBI? Why call the police? Why call whatever? You should record it to local police, but you could also record it to what's called IC3, which is Internet Crime Complaint Center. Now, this is managed by the FBI. And the reason why you would want to report it to them is because they have the abilities to be able to trace that back much easier than a local police department or a state police department.
You know
what I mean?
So that's IC3. So IC3.gov, like IC and then the number three. Got it.
Three C's. That's right. Crime Complaint Center.
Oh, I see.
Internet Crime Complaint Center.
Okay.
IC3. Yeah, it's online. I mean,
yeah, no, IC3.gov. I'm looking at it right now. No, that's interesting.
And the other thing that's bugging me that I need to get off my chest is
yes,
the fact that this whole thing that happened in Georgia and how I feel that I'd love to see it federally, but even in Connecticut, we need a law specifically to target parent or parents who are responsible of a minor who commit a crime to be charged with the exact same crime as a child.
Well, I think we're starting to see that more and more, Jim. I mean, this is now the second time in the U.S. where we're finally seeing parents being held accountable, Michigan being the first one last year.
Yeah, but
our
state law right now, the strongest thing we have is criminal negligent storage of a firearm, which makes a parent responsible, kind of on the side, it makes the parent responsible for actions by a child under their control if they grab a gun from their home and commit a crime, whether injury or killing. But it's a Class D felony. I'd like to see a specific law that mirrors whatever charges that child's being charged with, so are you, mother and dad, if you don't. Because you know why? We are to the point now where there's so many – this thing in Georgia is so bothersome.
Yeah,
because
I know.
Here you have
I
a
agree.
Parent who had total control of the child and lacked –
bought him the gun 2 months after police said he was on their radar. Yeah no kidding.
Yeah. And I know, I know people like that are that stupid, believe me. And it's not, and I'm not sure if it's because of, shame or of their child or whatever. But the bottom line is you can't treat your child like a friend. You're a parent for a reason first.
Well, also, check your ego at the door. Who cares what society thinks? If your child is struggling or whatever, you get that child the help that they need and don't worry about what people think about them. It's your child.
But I will tell you this. Many, many lives were saved in Georgia because of specific actions taken by the schools,
yes,
which were obviously learned from past things. The first one is the resource officers did a great job responding, but more importantly, they have a program where on their ID, they have an actual button that they press. And if you press it 8 times, that means there's a lockdown or a shooting or an active shooter going on. And that actually happened.
Yeah.
Many, many teachers actually pressed that button, which created a virtual lockdown immediately, which helps save lives.
Yeah, and thank God for that. And Jim, actually, I know we do need to talk, obviously, more about this. In fact, that was supposed to be the other half of the conversation today, but we got very deep into sextortion, which I think is very important. But maybe next week we dive more into that, certainly the follow-up after Georgia. But this is certainly going to be top news for weeks to come and how it connects back to Connecticut. So let's plan to talk about that in depth next week on Crime on the Mind. Thank you so much. I appreciate your insight always.